On today's show, car sales are showing signs of slowing down in the U.S. The F-150 is getting a new powertrain setup, and we reveal the answer to this week's barn find. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 4th of 2016. While FCA and Google officially announced their partnership to develop autonomous Chrysler Pacifica minivans yesterday, and here's a few important things to note. First off, they will use the hybrid version of the Pacifica. So not only is Chrysler the first to have a hybrid minivan, but it will be the first to have an autonomous hybrid minivan. I find that to be fairly significant. Secondly, both companies will move part of their engineering teams to a facility in southeastern Michigan to design, test, and manufacture the vehicles. With the first applications of autonomous vehicles likely to be transport vehicles used in geofenced areas, a people hauler that can travel 20 to 30 miles on battery power sure makes a lot of sense to me. Ford is offering a new powertrain setup for the 2017 F-150. It's now available with a reworked 3.5-liter V6 EcoBoost engine that's mated to an all-new 10-speed transmission. The updated engine cranks out 450 pound-feet of torque, which is 30 more compared to the first-gen 3.5-liter. And it's the first Ford engine to feature a dual-direct and port fuel injection system. Fuel economy ratings were not revealed because it still doesn't have EPA ratings. The 2017 F-150 goes on sale this fall. And in other Ford news, the automaker is stepping up its interior quietness game. Testing for wind noise inside the cabin is normally done in high-tech $50 million wind tunnels. But Ford is now using mobile aeroacoustic labs to get the job done. These mobile wind tunnels don't require many of the large, expensive instruments, but still can use the high-tech in-cabin noise sensors and a steady stream of high-speed air. The patent-pending system allows the automaker to use it in early production vehicles to identify and develop solutions for unwanted wind noise faster. Ford says the mobile units can be broken down within a day and be shipped by truck to any facility in North America. Once there, it only takes a few hours to assemble. And coming up next, an inside look at the pressure suppliers face from OEMs.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Suppliers face huge pressure from OEMs to not only keep costs down, but to also deliver quality products in a timely fashion. On the most recent Autoline this week, Steve Miller, the CEO of interior supplier IAC Automotive, shared just how intense that pressure can be.
For example, for Volvo in Sweden, they give us 4 hours notice as to the color and all the components that are going to go into a particular instrument panel, and whether it's left-hand drive or right-hand drive, and so on. You can't, you know, make them in the U.S. and ship them over there. You need a plant right next door in order to keep up with the just-in-time requirement of the automaker customer.
You can watch that entire discussion with Steve Miller right now on Autoline.tv, or you can check it out on our YouTube channel. And you won't want to miss this week's Autoline After Hours with our special guest, Don Panos. His company, Delta Wing Technologies, is coming out with some really innovative products, including an electric motor that is only 7 inches by 7 inches, but is able to crank out 340 horsepower. So to learn more, tune in this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for some of the best insights into the automotive industry. And still to come, despite a strong April, the U.S. car market is showing signs that it's hit its peak.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
New car sales came in strong last month in the American market, though the rate of growth seems to be slowing down. The SAR hit 17.3 million vehicles, up from 16.7 million a year ago. Sales hit 1.5 million cars and trucks, but on a daily selling rate basis, that was half a percentage point lower than a year ago, according to Ward's Auto. There was also one more selling day and an extra weekend in April of this year. Amongst the full-line manufacturers, General Motors posted a 7% decline. Ford dropped about half a percentage point, and Toyota posted no change at all. Fiat Chrysler was up 1.6%, while Honda shot up 10%, and Nissan was up more than 8.5%. Amongst the smaller automakers, Volvo posted the biggest increase of all, up 28%, and Mitsubishi was up by more than 13%. Tesla posted the biggest drop of any automaker, down 33%, while VW, Hyundai, and BMW also posted double-digit drops. All in all, it was a very strong month, but these numbers show the market is starting to tighten up. Well, it's time to reveal Monday's barn find. You know, some of these we've done have seemed pretty hard to identify, but this was another easy one for you. Many people correctly guessed a 1957 DeSoto. And I've got to say, I absolutely love this picture. I find it to be beautiful, the way the morning light rolls over the frost-covered moss, creating these contrasting shadows. You know, just mwah. And thanks to Peter Legg for sending it in. And if any of you come across an interesting car, or anything related to cars really, please take a moment and shoot us a picture. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.